Yes, I finally got around to do it. The last part of the different ways that we can help the souls in purgatory the most effectively, the last two you have to hear about and we have to talk about. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. So I apologize, I said I was going to do this in three parts. I'm only going to do it in two. And I said that there was 10, there's actually only nine, I miscounted. But let's get right into this. So this is at the very end of the book, My Conversation with the Poor Souls by Princess Eugenie. So this is some different ways that a Jesuit priest at the end compiles all of these by looking at her work, as well as taking information from others' mystics, especially Maria Anna Lindmeyer, another purgatory mystic that will be the next in my series of books that I am covering about purgatory, so we can learn as much as possible. The fourth way that we can help the souls in purgatory is the way of the cross. Now, because this ties into the sufferings of Jesus, this is most powerful for them. Now, many of us know this during Lent, but this is something that us that love the souls in purgatory need to do throughout the whole year. And what's amazing is that we can tie in our sufferings to each of the different stations. That is what is so beautiful. And we can offer particular stations for the souls in purgatory. So for instance, if there's a particular station that you feel like the Holy Spirit is showing you, hey, this one could be helpful for these groups of souls in purgatory, spend extra time in each of the stations. One piece of advice that I would give is sometimes when we are praying, God is giving us a lot of grace for a particular moment. So let's say that you are in the third station and God is really filling you with consolation. Stay there, meditate on it. You may not even have time to finish it, but stay with that station and get all the fruitfulness and grace that is there that God wants to give you. Also in that bullet point, the priest mentions that when we are praying before a casket, as he puts it, before a bier, a B-I-E-R, that it is very powerful to pray for, to pray through the five wounds of Jesus Christ, to pray to those five wounds, calling down mercy on that person that has just passed away. We see something of a vision in the book, Diary of Divine Mercy, where St. Faustina sees these five wounds of Jesus as five suns that are immensely bright. So let this be an instrument that we use in praying for the souls in purgatory. Now, a fifth way that we can pray for the souls in purgatory is through indulgences. Indulgences, as it says, are precious gems. Even if it is difficult, and sometimes perhaps even very unlikely that we can obtain a plenary indulgence, we never know, and we should do all we can in the same way that it is difficult to obtain a full scholarship. It doesn't matter. If you're a prudent person trying to get money for college, you get as many partial scholarships as you can. Likewise, we should get as many partial indulgences. It doesn't matter. We don't count the cost. We get as many as we can, and I suggest for you to do a daily activity that allows you to obtain a plenary or partial indulgence. For instance, I have my daily rosary group. One of the things that you can do is pray a rosary with a group of people, two or more. You can also do Stations of the Cross. You can also do 30 minutes of reading scripture. You can also do 30 minutes of adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. These are the kind of four standard ones that we do, along with confession, praying for the Pope's intention, no attachment to sin, and if there's anything that I missed, someone please comment down below that these are what's required, praying for the Pope's intention. Did I say that already? These are what's required for us to obtain a plenary indulgence or a partial one. So that is number five. And one benefit that we can get is when we obtain many indulgences for the souls in purgatory, when we die, we have disposed ourselves to receive as much benefit from indulgences more so than had we not offered them for the souls in purgatory. I've been explaining this concept in the last few videos. Now, number six is a very interesting one. And this is a recommendation by Maria Anna Lindmeyer, and that's to offer virtues on behalf of the souls in purgatory. This is very similar to atonement, but a little bit different. Atonement is specifically some type of suffering or penance that we undertake on behalf of their vices or something that they may be doing reparation for in purgatory. Virtues is a little bit different. It's practicing some particular strength on behalf of a soul in purgatory, and I've given you examples of this before. So for instance, fasting as a virtue of temperance for those that had the sin of gluttony, patience, practicing patience for those that had anger and the sin of impatience. And it's suggested that we pick a virtue for that week that we want to practice. So you may want to make a list of virtues. Perhaps you do like an 8-week cycle. So you pick 8 virtues that you really love or want to develop in yourself. And then you do an 8-week cycle every 2 months. It sort of repeats. And this way you can offer these virtues every day for the souls in purgatory. The 7th way that we can help the souls in purgatory is by intentionality. Now, this is actually taken from the unpublished manuscript, where it says that just because we do something, if it's not offered to God, it's possibly of no value. So we need to direct our actions with great intentionality to the Lord. For instance, there it talks about how sometimes you have monks that do all these things, but they never offer it to God. They never say, God, I give this to you. We can't just do things. We must direct it to God for a particular intention. There are many ways to do it. Consecrating yourself to the Blessed Mother and telling her, Blessed Mother, I want to give everything to you for the souls in purgatory. The morning offering. There are various formulas for the morning offering where you are giving this to God, but you can now direct it specifically for the souls in purgatory. And the most intense one is the heroic act. Now, sometimes people are afraid of doing this because the idea behind the heroic act is any merit that you gain in this life, instead of keeping it for yourself, you give it all to the souls in purgatory. Now, some people think, well, how can I do that? Would I just lose everything? But once you understand certain things that Jesus says, for instance, what you sow, that you shall reap. And when he says, however you measure shall be measured out to you, along with other verses, are indicating this reality of when we are immensely generous with others, in this case, the souls in purgatory, that generosity does not go unrewarded. That's the great mystery of our faith, that for us to truly live, we have to die. And those of you that have died to yourself know this reality in your body. You can look at more about the heroic act online. The 8th way that we can help the souls in purgatory, and these two are really, really interesting. The 8th way is through holy water. So Maria Anna Lindmeyer and Princess Eugenie, you see this a lot, and I've heard this before. Please comment down below your own personal experiences, that people would offer holy water for the souls in purgatory. I had read that in many places, but had never really read testimony to that. So in various instances, Princess Eugenie will say that souls in purgatory will come up to her. She will pray for them. It seems like that's ineffective. She gets frustrated. And at times, because this is such an intense experience, she knows, okay, what they want is holy water. And then she sprinkles holy water on them, maybe a lot, maybe a little, with great love. And they are relieved. And then they will leave her for a time. So this water, because it is blessed, it is a spiritual water that has spiritual power and can go to spiritual places. So even though we're not in purgatory and we're not sprinkling, it doesn't seem like on purgatory, somehow holy water has the power to reach down into purgatory. So we should do this in various ways, going to cemeteries and doing this, even in your own house, and offering all of this to the Blessed Mother. Blessed Mother, I sprinkle this holy water for the souls in purgatory for their relief. Again, this is obviously a great act of faith. Now, tying in something that I just said, Maria Anna Lindmeyer, and in another place in the book, it says, don't ever do anything without offering it to the Blessed Mother. So I want to very much repeat that. When you're doing something for the souls in purgatory, have her be the one in charge of taking it and bringing it to the Lord. The 9th way of helping the souls in purgatory is through blessed candles. I've only read a few comments about this. I believe in the book Purgatory by Father F.X. Schaup. And in this book, it speaks about how somehow these blessed candles are able to provide some sort of light. Now, in the book, My Conversation with Poor Souls, there's this metaphor that's used for purgatory as this long, long road. And apparently when they're in purgatory on this, so to speak, this road, it's as if certain things kind of illuminate or bring light to them. The Eucharist, our prayers, the Rosary, the Blessed Mother, all of these things that I've been mentioning, blessed candles is one of them. Somehow this provides some sort of consolation for them. We don't understand completely, at least I don't understand completely how it works. I just know that it does. Again, comment down below if you know more about this. So there we go, 9 different ways that we can help the souls in purgatory. Now I have just various clips of some of the things that I've been seeing here in beautiful El Salvador. Keep joining me each day as we go through these videos. I was talking about how that's the coffee fruit, and then it goes through a process where they dry it and do all that. Well, guess what? We found some drying coffee right here. Isn't that interesting? So cool.
We are gonna get some coconut water. Sorry that it is so loud. Sharing this little experience with you.
This is a typical fruit stand. Not really sure what all this fruit is. I think these are baby jicamas, actually.
A votre santé, as they say in French.
Hopefully it's clean.
This is a lady that sold me the coconut water.
These are cashews from here in El Salvador.
These were so good that we bought 2 more bags, or I bought 2 more bags.
No salt. Dry and nutty and slightly burnt. They are absolutely amazing. This place makes the Guinness Book World Record of the largest pupusa in the world. Thank you.